Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's World Social Media Day.
Social media?
Social media.
What? I didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
I did post it on social media.
Excellent. Beautiful. Thank you.
Facebook, Friendster, Twitter, Tinder.
Instagram.
TikTok.
It's like I'm the only person in the house who gets social media.
Happy World Social Media Day.
Yep, let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1919, Carla. Tuesday morning at about 6:09.
Yes, it is. Social Media Day. So much so that I had to steal Morty's phone this morning to get on Social Media Day. Because stupid me, I was here at work.
They tried to deliver it to you.
I know.
You've been waiting a while for this.
I know.
So whose fault is it?
It's mine.
Okay.
I know, and I shouldn't have been working. I know.
It was like a no-win situation. If you had it shipped here, you probably wouldn't have gotten
it.
Because,
but nobody's here.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
So do you have somebody at your house now? Or,
They're Monica. Monica and Chris are patrolling the area. She worked from my house. And okay, thank you.
Do you really? Is she there?
I really,
wow.
I really do.
Okay.
I really do, yeah. She's like, I'll come over. And
because
I'll
you can't miss the shipment.
No, I can't miss the shipment.
Okay.
I mean, it's like I'm having, you know, I don't know. I don't even know, dropped off, like some super top secret spy dropped off at my house, you know. But, well, we couldn't drop her off because, you know, you weren't home.
You hear the sound effects of, like, Fred Flintstone trying to bolt.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hopefully you'll get it today. Monica will sign for it and everything will be fine.
Yeah. At this point, it's like, just throw the iPhone over the fence, okay? How about that? I'll get it.
Did I tell you the story where there was some guy, delivery guy, I forget who it was. Jordy was leaving the home. The garage door was coming down or she had pulled in. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And some delivery guy yelled, "Hey, I just tossed a package under your garage door."
Yeah.
He just threw it from the truck.
Yeah.
Under the garage door as it was closing.
I think she said it was UPS.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
I guess he thought that, you know, I better catch it before it goes down.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And it'll be safe in there. Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting out of the truck and it,
I'll tell you.
We're just never happy.
I know. You know what? I'm just buying a handbasket, and when I go, just put me in it. And yeah, because I'm sure that's where I'll wind up, even though I wear my mask.
Okay. Good for you, by the way.
Thank you.
Sunshine, a little hazy today.
Yeah.
High of only 94, 99 the high tomorrow. Hopefully a lot of the smoke will clear. We'll see what happens after that big fire up on Mount Charleston. 73 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I got sucked into reading this whole flippin' article on Johnny Manziel. Whatever happened to him? Well, he says football's in the past for him. He said he's at a point now where he's just trying to achieve happiness in life and not on the football field. He said when he got drafted, he just didn't put in the time that he needed to be a good player. And his heart wasn't in it. He said, "I got humbled." He's playing a lot of golf. He's not even 30 years old.
Right.
And he was a good football player in college. Dear Lord.
Good college football player.
Very good. And I'm sure he'll be fine. But, he definitely has been humbled.
Football fans.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Yes, I know.
Glad we could humble you, and now you can go.
Listen, I have friends who went to Monica and Chris. Chris is, God love him, a big Browns fan.
Yeah.
The only game they won that season was with Johnny Manziel, and Monica and Chris happened to go to that game.
Oh, well, good for
that. It was the only game they won that season.
And then you came to Vegas and celebrated a little too much.
Right. Yes, he did. Went into rehab, and now he's out just kind of riding around on a golf court having fun. Guy's golfing with him, say he's a blast, though.
I'm sure he is.
So now he's Johnny Golf.
Yep, that's right. New show. This is what we need. Celebrity Call Center. You can call celebrities up and ask for advice with your problems. People like Nick Cannon, Kelly Osbourne, Nick Cannon. He's an actor. He also hosts...
Wildin' Out.
Yeah, Wildin' Out. But he also hosted America's Got Talent for a while, right?
Yeah, he used to. Yeah.
He's a big one.
Yeah, he's done a ton. Oh, he's done a ton of movies. Are you kidding me? Hello?
That was the one I really
great know. Movie. Great movie. Great, but no, he's done a lot of movies.
Married Mariah Carey for a short stint.
For a short while. They have the kids together.
Okay, you convinced me now.
You don't know who Nick Cannon is.
Where's the phone?
You seriously don't know
who Nick Cannon is. Okay. I don't think he's a big star, though.
Okay. Yeah, he's pretty big. He actually is. He actually is. Yeah. He is. Like it or not, he is. Another big star passed away. Creepiest song of all time. All I had to see was the... was the title that, you know, may have written one of the creepiest songs of all time.
But I want you to know if I could cry.
Yeah.
I'd pick you up. I'd pick you into the night.
Because you have to sing it like that, right?
Oh,
is it going to come up when he pleads? Here we go.
Oh, that's at the end.
Yeah. To sing it,
it
like
was
that.
So creepy. It was a hit twice.
It was a great song, and all of us, I think, listened to it a few times and said, "Oh God, that song is so great!" And then we really listened to it and said, "Oh, gross! Ew!" He was like probably into his 30s at the time, trying to hook up with a 16-year-old girl, even though her father didn't want that to happen. Benny Mardones pleaded. 73 years old, he passed away. Huge hit. Huge hit.
In 1980 and 1989.
Yeah, because it was, I don't know why.
It came back for some reason.
Yeah, I think it was in a movie or something.
Right.
All this, that is my tag, sponsored by CSN. The time to make your move is definitely now. Moving forward together, CSN.edu.
But I want you to know.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call, either way, 638, Mike and Carla Morning Show. You had mentioned Benny Mardones had passed away.
Yes.
He had that hit Into the Night twice, 1980, 1989. It came back for why, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Release
but this
it,
is the part of this is the part oh, of the song geez. You were waiting for,
yeah.
though. The end of the song. He was very passionate about it.
Was he ever?
But we started off the air. We started talking about those creepy songs.
I know. Really?
And one, the one that comes to my mind, and I heard it over the weekend just hanging out by the house, the Beatles song.
Oh.
Well, I'd rather see a dead little girl than to be with another man.
Right. Oh, okay.
That was
what?
From the 60s.
Yeah, that was the other, what was that called? What was that called? I can't remember the song, but I saw her standing there. Hello?
She was just 17.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was a, wasn't that a John Lennon? I can't remember the name of that song. The
I saw her standing
under my
there.
Thong, under my thumb.
Under my thong, might
under
be.
My thong. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Seasons in the sun. We had joy. We had fun.
Yeah.
What about, and I think we had talked about this a long time ago, Summertime, Mungo Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. Right. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
Right.
Speed along the lane, do a turn or return the 25 when the sun goes down, blah, blah, blah. We're not bad people. We're not dirty. We're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. That one you mentioned, that's called Run for Your Life.
Yes, by the Beatles.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, there are just, there are a lot of songs now. You listen to them, and it's like,
Morty, you had mentioned a song from just a couple of years ago, or
I don't know. I mentioned Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night.
Which one were you just reciting the lyrics from?
I don't know. I just
off
went
the air. Off the air.
The Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, Baby It's Cold Outside,
That's two consenting adults.
Yeah. Well, no. No. That last year, they decided to change those lyrics.
Well, so, not because she was underage.
But there's that whole... You know, Me Too and all that.
Yeah,
these songs are offensive to, like, women.
Oh, the outfield.
Yeah, Your Love?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Good song. Love the song.
You read the lyrics.
Yeah. Some songs, you must read the lyrics. I mean, we've talked about those wedding songs people use. It's like, that's not a wedding song.
Right.
You know, that is not, that's a stalker song. You don't use that for your wedding.
Any song title comes to your mind? Talking about these. Winger's the one that we were trying to think of. She's 17.
Oh, gosh.
And then there's other songs that go in either direction.
There's a lot of 17 where, again, I guess depending on what state you're in, it's not a creepy song.
All started with Benny Mardones.
Yes.
Passing away and his only hit, really.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah.
When you start out the song,
she's just 16 years old.
Yeah.
Leave her alone, they say. Oh, ew.
The other one I brought up was Mungo Jerry.
Oh, jeez.
If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel. A while ago, we got a hold of Mungo Jerry. It's not a guy. It's the name of the band,
right, the
lead singer. And he tried to explain the lyrics to us.
Now, when I was a teenager, I mean, I used to hang out in an area by Shepherd and Film Studio. And this area was congregated by a lot of very rich people. And Tom Jones used to come down to the local pub and most other people, you guys. Now, I also associate with people from like council estates and the poor. Now, a lot of the young girls, or guys, if you like, that particular time, if they came from a kind of rich family and they hadn't grown up, they tend to think that they're something special. If you want to get together with them, be friendly with them, or if you want to take, I mean, my thing was finding girls to go out with. So you think, oh, you've got to impress this girl, you know, to get her to come over to your way of thinking, whatever. So you take them out for dinner. Now, some of the people come from a different kind of a background. They've been brought up and educated in a different way. So their motivation or their idea about what success was wasn't the accumulation of material wealth, or they didn't come from a rich family. So they could appreciate the kind of natural things in life, like going for a walk down to the river, going to the beach and chilling, you know. So that's what I'm implying by, if a daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
Yeah, that's what that all meant.
I don't even, what did he say?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Ray Dorsett? Is that who that was?
But it sounded good at the time, so who knows? Here's Jimmy Buffett of Margaritaville.
It's creepy. You don't know the age of the character of the performer who's singing it. I mean, you know the age of the actual singer. But in some of these, it's a character singing the song, and you don't know the age of that character, so there might not be that great of an age difference.
Bill, that is not going to fly in court.
No.
Not gonna fly.
And we've said this before after talking to you each time off the air. You are way too smart and too deep for this show.
No, I just play doubles. But I like to play doubles at.
But I get it.
But, you know, I mean, that song, he's obviously talking about it's being wrong. You know, her dad's like, yeah, I don't think so.
Well, what about Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17?
Yeah, exactly.
On the edge
of
17.
But she's singing about herself.
Oh, the edge could be the far edge.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, your argument doesn't hold water.
Right, yeah, you're not going to get away with that in court, Bill.
Have a good day.
You too.
It's like every song now we look up. It's
Jimmy
Jones. Oh, creepy.
It was a grace that she was only 16. Oh!
What about Stray Cats?
Oh, yeah. Sexy and 17.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
you can't be both. Sunshine and
Depending
Hazy.
Depending on what state you live in, my friend.
I guess so. Ding dong, geez. Ding dong. Sunshine and Hazy today. 94 the high. Hopefully get rid of that smoke.
Yeah.
That way, sunny tomorrow, 99 the high, and 75 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I like when you guys don't know what to say.
Ding dong, ding dong. I don't know what to say.
Oh, man. So listen to this. Some Starbucks customers are installing their own, they're calling them COVID curtains in their car. It's on the window. Because, you know, some people are taking this pretty seriously. They'll put, like, trash bags on the driver's side, and they just stick their arm out to get the drink. So they don't have to be exposed at all. So when you're going to the drive-thru,
is that not? I always thought that was just to keep the sun out.
No, well, now it's to keep the vid. Keep the corona away.
Corona bona. So they put they tape it and then cut a slit in there.
There's an opening, and they can just reach out and get
the magic arm.
Yes,
just comes.
That's right. It's like, oh, geez. Thing. It's Thing from what was it, Adam's Family?
Yes.
Yes, Thing.
I'll tell you what would be creepy if somebody just stuck out their head. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a floating head. Give them their drink. Give them their drink. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Too
listen.
Bad. A lot of people don't have the visual.
No, I know. And I wish you did.
For the show. Really?
But. What's even more fun is Starbucks has those video screens when you order.
I know.
So if you imagine popping your head out when you're taking your order.
You can see. They have, some of them have the video screen. They most all of them have a camera, too, to watch you, by
all
the
right.
way.
All right. Morning, next time you do the Starbucks run, you do that.
Go to the drive-thru.
I'll bring in the trash bag. You tape it to your truck window. And
they'll never let me back in Starbucks again.
Comedy ensues.
I know. There's nobody in the truck. This is weird.
His head popped out of a trash bag.
Oh, man. So listen to this. The average person has about 332 forgetful moments a year. That's over 6 a week is what that is.
Oh, please. I am so over.
I was like, that's it? The most common things we forget, I think this is pretty universal, passwords, where our keys are, what day it is, forgetting why we walked into a room, and people's names. Those are the top five. Now, about two-thirds of us say that they think their memory has gotten worse in the last decade because of more multitasking, things like that. I think it's because as you age, your memory is just going to get worse. That's all.
See, I look at it from the opposite way. I'm just more selective on what I remember.
There you go. Maybe there are things I don't want to remember. So.
Exactly.
Like why you went into that room?
Yes. I don't want to remember why.
It's not that big of a deal to me.
No. I need to. Yes. Yes.
Bologna.
Stand up. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. And Amazon. If you work for Amazon, good for you. They're rewarding their employees with $500 million in bonuses. Full-timers will receive a $500 bonus. Part-timers will receive a $250 bonus. That thank you bonus is just for the month of June.
Wow.
Nice. I know. I know there's good and bad. Amazon, we go back and forth on, but good for them for at least, trying to take care of their employees. They've been working hard through all of this. Mm-hmm. So there you go. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, growing up, what was it that your friends had that you considered them being rich?
Listen, I got to tell you, to this day, I think it's cool. Ice in the refrigerator door, ice maker. I think it's the coolest thing.
Where you don't have to open it up?
Yeah. Oh, no, where you just put it up there. The dispenser, ice, water.
On the outside.
On the outside, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know one day I'll get a new fridge. I'm hanging on to mine that's 23 years old.
You don't have one?
No, I don't have one.
How do you get ice?
I have an ice maker inside it. But
you have to open the door.
Yeah, I have to open the door.
Stick your hand in.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I thought that was like...
Do you have the automatic ice maker inside?
Inside I do, yeah.
See, I still use the trays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't.
The
yeah.
metal one with the big arm in the middle, or do you...
You gotta crank it open.
Yeah, no.
Or the plastic one.
I use the Rubbermaid plastic ones.
Oh, Morty,
little
you know
twist.
What? People would think you're rich if you got the crank one that you pulled through the middle.
I know when I went to a friend of mine, my friend's house, they had an intercom system.
Oh, well, geez.
And it wasn't that big of a house.
Was it
and
the
I go,
president? What are you?
Or the Jetsons?
I said, oh, my God, this is like... Go in your room and let me talk to you.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
I have to be honest with you, and my brother Matt's probably listening. We had one in our house. It was just there. It was the other house that my parents bought. I was like 7, and there was an intercom in that house.
Your dad was an entertainer.
Yeah, right. I never knew why.
So you were like fancy schmancy.
The house wasn't that big. Was
you
like,
probably had olive green carpeting, shag carpeting.
We did have olive green shag carpeting.
Exactly.
Yes, and I had to rake it. Oh, that's a whole other story. Who came up with that brilliant idea?
For those
that
you don't
rake.
Vacuum, you
no,
rake it.
No, you rake it. It's great.
For those people listening, where was it that you would go when you were a little kid that people had certain things that you made you think,
right?
These people must be rich.
They must be rich. Morty, what you mentioned something.
I thought if you had a garage and a garage door, you were rich because we only had carports.
A garage.
In the Hawaii.
In the Hawaiis, yes. Wow, and a garage door opener?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I thought. If you had a garage door opener as a little kid back in the 50s, 60s.
Oh, man.
It's like, they were so
rich.
Primitive.
They're
but
so rich,
I just
man.
Thought you had something worth money that you had to hide in that your you garage so that their door closed it to hide it. That's why I thought you were rich.
Well, it's called your car.
7027399636. What was it? What did your friends have that growing up you saw and you go, wow, these people must be rich? And now you think back going, well, they weren't rich. They were just clever. Text or call.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're just talking about growing up as a kid, you'd go over to your friend's house. What did they have that you noticed that you thought they were rich? And now as an adult, you look back and go, well, it was, really wasn't that much, but... But to you, yeah. If they had it,
yes,
you thought, wow, these people. My one friend, Jim Grant, who I went to school with, elementary school, junior high, and high school, we were in junior high one time. His dad picked us up. They had a Lincoln Continental, but with the door handles that were together.
Suicide doors.
That's what they're called.
Yes, yes. They were rich.
Oh, my God. We're like superstars riding in the back seat or something.
Cool. Keep driving. This is cool.
Around the block or something.
Yeah, and it was the coolest thing to sit in the back seat, too. Yeah. You don't have to open them the opposite way. But you'd bump into the person in front if they were getting out of the same time, which was kind of a pain.
A little awkward.
Yes. These are hilarious. Tamara said a swimming pool, hot tub, and when somebody had a trampoline, oh, man. You know all the rich kids had trampolines. They all had trampolines. This is cool. Another one of our listeners said a pool, in-ground pool.
Yeah.
That was a big deal because most everybody had those above ground. Right. The Doughboys.
Or the world. Yeah, the Doughboys. Yes. Kim Fleming that I went to school with, her family, who went to our church, had a in-ground swimming pool. And we all just looked at them all the time and go, those people are rich.
Oh, my God. They must have a lot of money.
It's got a pool in the ground.
Mike, I'm going to one-up you here. Craig said, okay, the intercom, I'll give you that. But he had friends who had a vacuum built in the wall in each room.
Oh,
Think you're rich today if you have one of those.
I agree. This is so funny. Now, Janice said the kids who ate fruit roll-ups.
Oh, my gosh, it's so true.
I know. It didn't hit me until she said that. It was always
well,
a rich
there's
kid.
That, too.
Oh, my gosh, that's
fruit
hilarious.
Roll-up.
Yes, yes. And Linda said the cars that had electric windows when we were kids. Oh, man.
My grandfather bought a Cadillac. I forget what year. It had the rubber things in the front that used it. And so.
Yeah.
Electric windows.
Yeah.
And we had
that, and we'd just keep pushing them. And my mom was always like, will you knock it off?
Well, this was the grandfather who said that threatened to put razor blades on the corner of the walls.
Oh, well, there you go.
So you can imagine what he said when we played with the electric window.
Don't touch the window.
All right. Anybody else dial in? People still texting in as a kid growing up.
Yes,
did you go over to your friend's house? And what was it that you noticed that would lead you to believe at the time they were rich?
Yeah, well, of course, we have one of our listeners who said, a friend of mine had MTV. And I thought that was the bomb.
Oh.
Yeah, MTV, because you had to have cable. Mm-hmm.
And if you had home box office, you were
please.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
look
my
at
gosh.
You people. What's
oh,
that?
My gosh. Yeah,
HBO.
HBO.
Oh!
That's it used to be called
sorry, right
home
over my
box
head.
Office. Yes.
I should have known
home
that. I'm sorry.
Box office. I have to show you all the image that Andy attached with his post. There's no... It's hilarious. It's... They had a camper attached to the back of the Cadillac with fins.
Oh.
Hello, Andy. Apparently, you guys were rolling in the dough.
Richie Rich.
Yeah. Growing up, one of our listeners said if someone had home air conditioning in it, like central air.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unheard of.
I remember when our dad put that in.
Uh-huh.
The house.
Yeah.
And we were like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, no more air conditioners in the window. It's going to come out of the vents.
Yes.
We were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then when it happened,
it's just coming out.
This is so cool.
This is so amazing.
And you can't even hear it.
Oh, this is awesome. Can I follow this up real quick, Mike, with one of, and our listener, what I'm probably one of your younger listeners. I heard the fruit roll-ups. When I was a little younger, it was those kids who brought Go-Gurt to school because that was still relatively new.
Yeah, and the kids with the Crayola sharpener.
Oh, I got one of those.
Box.
If you had the sharpener in the crayon box, you were definitely a rich kid.
Laura, what about you?
I had a friend who had an amazing sound system, and we had makeup parties, and she had like three stories. She was rich, but the big thing was she had a green Pinto that could drive us everywhere.
Oh, man.
I think I've said this story before. We had a second car, and it just happened to be, and it was the car I would drive. It was a green, pea green Pinto station wagon.
A station wagon?
Tell me I wasn't a chick magnet back
I
then
guess.
Based on my car alone.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Dude.
And my best friend in high school, her father was a retired, he was called the Gorilla. It's the early days of that stupid wrestling stuff. He would mostly, you know, make sure everything was okay, that nobody was like making out everywhere. And when we had parties, and he had a gorilla suit he would walk around in.
Oh my
now,
God.
I thought he was really rich to have a gorilla suit.
Well, yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Wow. But again, Dad, it's called a makeout party. Hello.
Yes. Laura, have a great day.
Thanks,
you
Laura.
Take care.
Her father is so rich, he has his own gorilla. He doesn't even rent it. He owns it. Those things you saw at your friend's house as a kid that made you think they were rich. And a couple of people had texted in, called in about the satellite dish.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the little satellite dish on the side of the house or, you know, like attached to the gutter.
No.
We're talking like the cement-based.
Yeah.
Big NASA-looking satellite.
That we knew you were, you know, contacting aliens with. Yeah.
And you'd go over and you'd say, man, I don't even know what they're watching or where they're watching it from, but I got news for you. I think they're connecting with Moscow or something.
Yes, it was crazy.
You guys must be rich.
Man, those things were huge. I always wanted to sit in one. A friend of ours had one, and I wanted to sit in it, but I was afraid I'd get electrocuted. I didn't know what.
Or radiation something.
Yes. Now, Barbara did write in, Mike, and say, weren't all Pintos pea green, by the way?
No, they weren't. Just the one our family had.
Oh, my
brother. What a color.
I know. My other brother, Mark, had a pea green Vega, so I don't know which is worse. Yeah, remember that one?
Mark, you win.
I think Mark wins, I know.
A Vega?
Yeah.
Wow, right? that was another
Vega.
Chick magnet.
Wow.
Sunshine, a little hazy today because of the fire up in Mount Charleston. Still going on, according to John Schaefer, who reported on that last hour. High today, 94, 99 tomorrow, but plenty of sunshine. It's 78 now. Here we go. Another take with some entertainment.
Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Garth Brooks did that live streaming drive-in concert on Saturday. He did, you know, very well with it. Over 350,000 people watched it. So it was the largest one-night show ever at an outdoor theater. It's like one of the first times this has been done, so I'm sure it was one of the biggest.
So you went to a drive-in, put the speaker on the window.
Yep.
Or somebody told me now when you go to the drive-in, you just tune it in on your radio.
You do. You tune it into a frequency on your radio.
Well, that's not really fun.
I know. Because you can't drive off
with it. But it can be fun.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Cut the wire.
Sure, you can, yeah.
And you put it in your room.
It's more fun when you just started backing up in the station wagon. It's like, Dad! Son of a
chunk.
Thing I hear. God. Kids. Netflix turning Colin Kaepernick's life into a series. Colin in Black and White, it's called, 6 episodes. It will chronicle his rise to fame and his years as an activist. Of course, he will narrate the series.
UNR graduate.
And, yes, he is a UNR graduate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know how many people remember that.
Yeah, but I know it. He was a good quarterback up there, man. And listen to this. I think both of you will appreciate this as I did. Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders says that being in love is just really a hassle more than anything. She says there's nothing better than being in love. We all know that, but it's a hassle. One bad text can destroy your whole day.
Right.
If you're away, you're missing that person. She says, I'm just kind of a lone wolf. I like it. I can do whatever I want. When you live with someone, a lot of time you gotta do what they want to do. Or you can just share those mundane moments and turn them into something satisfying. But I do have a lot of extra time to do things, and I like it. Now, I'm not advocating no love.
Right.
I'm just saying it's working well for me.
Right.
So
Same with you. It's working well for you.
Yeah, and I have the love. I just, I you know,
live. But to live with somebody again would take a lot for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it would. I got to be honest with this whole thing. I'm kind of glad I you know, didn't live with someone, you know?
Okay, well.
You know, so I get cranky, too, so you don't need to deal with that. That is my take, sponsored by CSN. The time to make your move is now. Moving forward together. CSN.edu.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. And it wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Melissa, is this Mike?
Yes, Melissa.
Hey, first of all, I got to say I love y'all. I'm in Las Vegas. I love y'all. I listen to you every morning on my way home from work.
Thank you, and Melissa. Are you here from New York?
No, I live in Vegas. I've been here 3 years. I'm actually originally from Alabama.
There we go.
I couldn't hear it.
No, you can't. Really?
Love it.
Listen, I want to make a comment on the rich kid thing.
Yes.
I can't comment on that because I was the rich kid.
Oh.
And the memorable moment was when I was the first one to have a pair of parachute pants.
Oh.
Nice.
Back in the 80s.
Wow.
Just to make a statement, she walked into school with the first pair of parachute pants, and everybody went,
right? And it wasn't just the any pair. It was the pair that you could zip off and make them into shorts.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, why would I think they would be anything less?
Melissa, where were you from, like Homewood or something like that?
Mobile, Alabama.
From Mobile. Well, excuse me. Damn, girl.
We lived on the bay, on Mobile Bay, on the water.
There you go.
So we had a house on the water. So, yeah, that put the clincher to it.
And didn't you hate when people called it mobile or mobile?
Yeah, and I have to correct them real quick. The emphasis is on the end.
Yeah. But one thing is universal. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Melissa, we are so glad you're listening, and thank you, and welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank you.
This all stems from last hour. We were talking about those things that, as a kid, you'd go to somebody's house.
Yes.
And you would see something that would make you think they were rich.
Oh, yeah.
And this really struck a nerve because people are still texting in.
John, I think you mentioned this off the air. One of our listeners said two neighbors had station wagons with the third row seat facing the rear.
Ooh.
We thought they were so rich until we got one. Exhaust, dirt, drivers flashing their headlights in your face. Really wasn't that fun.
See, what we thought was richy rich about those station wagons, not the ones where the tailgate came down. But you opened it as a door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We thought, you could do either.
You could do either.
And we thought, because
there was nothing cooler, though, than sitting on the back of the station wagon. So it had to come down for that one. But, yeah, station wagons, a thing of the past. They were the coolest, man.
I thought they were making a comeback, though, a little bit, but maybe not.
Yeah, a Volvo and a Mercedes. Yeah, there's your station wagon.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a drunk driver in Washington crashed and abandoned his car over the weekend on Sesame Street. Not on the show, but there's a real street in Washington.
Yes.
You see the irony here.
Yes,
police dog found him hiding in the woods. And he was arrested for his fifth DUI in 10 years. The guy needs help, but he's, you know, hiding in the woods.
DUI. Right there.
Right.
Those
are the letters we're doing today.
DUI.
Da-da-da.
Jeez.
All right. Hey, guys, listen up. Makeup for Men has finally gone mainstream. CVS has just announced it's stocking a line of Makeup for Men.
Good.
In about 2,000 of its stores nationwide, here's one guy talking about it with CVS.
Strix was started to help guys feel more confident in their own skin and look their best. We started off with a concealer tool here and a tinted moisturizer, which are designed to be really easy to use, but also discreet. Real men can wear makeup.
The product line is called Strix, like sticks with an R,
mm-hmm.
S-T-R-I-R-Y-X.
Okay.
Survey from last year found that about a third of men under 45 said they'd be interested in trying makeup.
Well, you guys would have to get through the first couple steps, first of all. It's like, what, tinted what? I don't know what. What?
Yeah.
It would take, yeah. It'd take you too long. You guys aren't used to having to take the 10, 15 minutes.
No.
Exactly.
I have long hair and I don't even want to deal with
Morty,
that.
I don't like dealing with my hair to begin with.
I have
with.
To hair blow dry it. That's an extra 10 minutes. I can't do makeup.
I'm still
have a
applying
suggestion.
My rouge.
I know. Exactly.
My
I know.
Rouge.
I'm waiting for Morty to cut his hair. Just shave it right off. Just shave it right off. I'm waiting.
There you go. And donate it. Don't they? Isn't there a place where you can donate your real hair?
I think yours has to actually be a little bit longer. Yeah, I believe it.
Longer?
It's pretty long.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I know. It's Locks for Love, it's called. Locks
there
for
you
love.
Go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's do that. Big show.
Locks for Love.
Cameras yes, and everything. Right.
There we go. We can do that. I like it. Listen, Gina, she's from your Des Moines, Iowa. She gave birth to a 7-pound baby boy. She, we've heard this happen before. She thought, gosh darn it, my back problems are coming back. I got a little problem back there. So she went to the hospital to get that checked out. No idea she was pregnant.
Oh.
Her water broke. Standing right. Oh, what? Oh,
right
my.
There.
What is that?
7-pound baby boy.
Yeah. Her boyfriend, drove her to the airport and she was having some pain. So, she gave birth to a baby boy like moments after she walked into the hospital. I just thought I had a bad back.
Yeah.
I didn't know I'd been working out and I had no idea. Okay. And this poor Fresno guy. He decided to prune his palm trees, Mike, you know.
Is that code?
So, no, he was really pruning his palm trees.
Okay.
And it was pretty hot. Fresno gets pretty hot and he got stuck in the tree. He lost the stuff he got up there with. And he waited for a while. He was just stuck up there for a while. The neighbor finally dude, are you okay? Had to call the fire department and... they had to use the hook and ladder to get there and get the guy down. I feel so bad because, you know, he's up there like, I'm going to take care of this myself. Got all the equipment and then it's, hey, somebody.
If you could put the ladder back up on the tree.
Can somebody? Oh, geez, poor guy. He's all right. He's going to be okay.
Good.
He was just a little overheated, but...
That'll teach you to prune your own palm tree.
Yeah, it sure will.
Maybe it should have been code.
Yes, it should have. He had a lot more fun pruning his palm tree, actually. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. I know we all look at the people with all of that money and say, well, I hope they're doing something good with it. Well, this guy did. CEO Kent Taylor, he is indeed the CEO of Texas Roadhouse Restaurants. Well, he already donated $5 million to an employee emergency fund. This was to help them with their rent, things like that, his employees. And when the pandemic hit, he jumped into action with, he bought tons of gloves and masks and protective eyewear for workers in his restaurants and just people in the community.
Yeah.
And he also... he donated just recently. He said, forget it. I'm donating my yearly salary as well and bonus. That totals more than $800,000 to his employees.
Wow.
Period. He is helping them. He hasn't had to lay anyone off. He hasn't had to cut any pay because of what he did. So
Texas Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse. Yep. Texas Roadhouse.
These are nationwide, right?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yes, they are. Yep. I know.
I've never been to one, but I know.
I have been, actually. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So good for him. Kent Taylor is his name. It is nice. And we've heard about a lot of those places in town. I'd love to hear again firsthand.
Yeah.
But, you know, where the company has been really, really good, but he did this himself. So
love it.
Good for him.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or better yet, if you have a local story, a local feel-good story, just dial us up while we're on the air. We answer our own phone, 702-739-9636. 940, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush is back from a couple of days off.
Yeah, good.
So she'll keep you company. Just recapping the show, Well, those weird songs or creepy songs, as we were talking about earlier. I mean, sad news. Benny Mardones had passed away.
Yes.
His
yes.
one hit, Into the Night,
yeah.
which, by the way, was a one-hit wonder twice back in 1980 and 89. But the creepy song.
Yeah.
There were a few. Also, what were those things that, as a kid growing up, you saw your friends had in their house that you thought, wow, they must be rich.
Yeah.
That struck a nerve with a lot of people because
it
was
did.
All sorts of different kinds of things.
The thing that got me, I know, and you too, Morty, was, you know, the kids who had fruit roll-ups in their lunch.
Or even the Crayola sharpener.
Oh, yeah, the sharpener in the big box of crayons.
The new 24 or 32.
Oh, it was a 64, I believe
64.
It was, Mike. Yeah, it was a 64 pack, yeah.
They'd walk in.
I know, it's like,
down.
Oh, man, you got the sharpener. Oh,
all the tips
man.
Were nice and sharp.
I know, show-offs. Show-offs.
God,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah.
And, oh, what else? Makeup for Men.
Uh-huh.
CBS.
Yeah.
Going to have a line of makeup for men if you so desire. So,
yes, thank you, Marilyn Manson. We appreciate that.
Can't
thank
wait.
You.
Otherwise, that's it for us. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. Think about that. All right? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.